SRN News, I'm John Scott. Forecasters say warm temperatures, strong winds, and low humidity over the weekend will allow the largest wildfire in Texas history to grow and spread quickly and new fires to start. More than 1,700 square miles have burned in Texas and across the state line into western Oklahoma. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the firefighters have been extraordinary.
The largest fire in the history of the state of Texas cut a path so large that it exceeds the size of some states in our country. And it would have been far worse and far more damaging, not just to property, but also to people, but for those firefighters.
Two women have been confirmed killed. The latest report says the huge blaze, about 15% contained. Meanwhile, a powerful blizzard that one meteorologist termed as bad as it gets is howling in the Sierra Nevada mountains. National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill.
Snow totals are already in the feet, and they will end up by the end of this event late Sunday in a range of 5 to 12 feet, especially above 5,000 feet. And these are impacting the passes quite significantly, including the major pass between Sacramento and Reno, Donner Pass on I-80, which is now shut down.
Tens of thousands of homes are without power in California and Nevada. Also at SRNnews.com, a senior U.S. official says Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. It's now up to Hamas to agree to it. It includes the six-week ceasefire in Gaza, as well as the release of Hamas of hostages considered vulnerable. Mediators in Egypt and Qatar expected to think about this more. This is SRN News. A Christian researcher has a warning.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage last month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine is considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and not expected to pass. Russia effectively outlawed same-sex marriage in a 2020 constitutional revision. This is SRN News. There's a city in New Jersey that hasn't had a traffic death in 7 years.
Officials in Hoboken, New Jersey, credit their decision to take away some street parking, a change that increases visibility for motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians. The city of nearly 60,000 people just across the Hudson River from Manhattan has become a model. Sweden originated similar changes more than a quarter century ago, and numerous cities, states, and nations have since adopted the approach. I'm Julie Walker.
Good news if you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle. Price increases for cars and trucks are slowing, and in some cases falling, giving frustrated Americans more hope of finding an affordable vehicle. The number of vehicles on dealer lots have increased after years of severe shortages, suggesting 2024 will be the most affordable year in a long time. More details at SRNnews.com.